Welcome back to DC Cinematic Minute, the daily podcast in which we analyze Zack Snyder's Justice League by each individual minute. My name is Mark. You can find me on all social media at Mark Meadows.
And my name is Nathan. You can find me on all social media at NoClutchNate.
And today we're talking about minute 216. Right now we're in the epilogue. It's not, I was going to say part seven, but it's not part seven. It's epilogue, a father twice over. The minute's going to start with Cyborg looking at a photo of his family.
Yeah.
And then the minute is going to end with Aquaman and Mera looking at each other. Also, vocals there as well. So,
did you think I was going to do a Nickelback thing there?
No, I didn't. Oh, but okay. Well, now that you said it, now, it's in everyone's head.
I'm not going to. Don't even. I see trying to talk me into it.
So let's talk about where we are here. So,
yeah.
Last week was kind of like a first big minute of the epilogue of Father Twice Over. And it's called that for obvious reasons, as we'll get to today. And throughout this week, that Joe Morton, who plays Dr. Silas Stone, he's going to be kind of narrating this epilogue a little bit. And Cyborg is listening to his words. And in Friday's episode, we kind of talked about everything but the words that Dr. Silas Stone was saying, was because in Friday's episode, he was saying, you know, I've brought you into this world twice now, you know, because of when he was born and then now born again as Cyborg. Well, I mean, that was it.
Yeah, I get that. I understand that, but kind of overstepping the whole job that his mom did, you know, giving birth and everything. You know what I mean? Come on.
Yeah, yeah. Fair point. And there wasn't much to go on with that, but it bleeds into this minute a little bit better. So to kind of say, like, you know, he's talking about being so proud of Cyborg to have brought him into this world. Not proud of himself for bringing Cyborg into this world, but proud of Victor all the time. And it's like, okay, I get it. It still feels like a bit of an apology before he dies from Steppenwolf. But when you look at it with the rest of the conversation in this minute where he's saying there's so many wrongs unrighted, you know, it's talking about like entropy and to paraphrase him. But basically on Friday's episode, he was saying, I'm very proud of you. I love you. And I wish I was there more for you. Like, this is a overarching apology from yesterday's minute to today's minute. And in this minute, it's not just Cyborg's point of view. We're starting to see the other Justice League members throughout this week. We'll see almost just a lot of them. And today's minute will focus on Aquaman, who will be with Mera and with Volko. And what's going on in Aquaman's story at this point is connected to the words that Dr. Silas Stone is saying in this minute. And so there's this really nice, I guess, wordsmithing that Chris Terrio has written out here, that Dr. Silas Stone says this and it connects back to the heart of the story, which is Cyborg, but those words also start to connect with the Justice League members as they start to go do their own thing. We kind of branch out the cinematic universe. They have their films coming up. And in this minute, we have Aquaman, who's going to come up to Mera and Volko and tell them that he's going to go try to reach back out to his father.
Everybody's got to go see their dad.
Yeah, everyone's got to go see their dad now.
Yeah,
that's pretty much what this week is. But yeah, Nate, what did you think about this minute?
I mean, it's fine. I do really enjoy the voiceover of Joe Morton here. We talked about it getting cut in the theatrical version. Yeah.
About like just Cyborg and Silas, like
it's just his... just like this voiceover, the father twice over,
in the theatrical cut.
Yeah.
Or I mean, it's not there, but
yeah. I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, it's just like kind of so bizarre to me that it's not. But again, if you guys were on the fence of Cyborg being the Superman, if you guys have been hating me every time I've been saying that, this should kind of can it after watching this part, because it's the epilogue and it's Silas Stone talking to his son, who is now like this technological god. He's not a sun god, but he's like, you know, modern god. That's the whole point. It's the modern gods, baby. So before, you know, we had a Man of Steel and we had daddies talking to us, you know, they were talking our ears off throughout that entire movie, you know? Maybe that's why I liked it so much, because I didn't get a dad talking my ear out, giving me good advice, allowing me to read Plato. So the only thing that guy did was give me Spinal Tap. It was like, great, I guess that's okay. This is what they all do, huh? Anyway, yeah, this is fine. I think the voiceover is probably like the best part of this whole thing, at least this part of the epilogue. And again, excellent title, Father Twice Over. That's sick. It's I don't know. It just seems so peaceful. It seems so uplifting. It feels like it was like we just went through like a massive epic of a story, and like to hear this like very calm, reassuring voice coming over a tape recorder as it goes through, you know, other characters and they're having cool daddy parts.
cool daddy parts.
write that down. So it just feels very uplifting. Way more so than 2 minutes of your action figure standing on top of a tower and having a cool camera angle down and then over the shoulder. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that kind of... This is a good follow-up. I'm back in it, baby. I was... Mm-hmm. You lost me with the 2 minutes of the slow motion gangs all here shot. It's just... Come on. Anyway.
This is the stuff you want to see.
This is the stuff that I wanted to see. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Endings that like feel like they have more to chew on. And I think that's...
Now, when you say that, is it like gamey or is it like gummy? Good question.
It's just good texture, you know? It's good texture.
I'm asking, which texture are we going with here? Because if it's gamey and it's like, oh, come on.
I said good texture. If it's
some people
texture.
Like gamey, baby. What do you... Well, you're chomping, I mean, on... Yeah, you're the one that goes and gets the gator meat. You get gator meat. Marky's gator meat, like, every
week,
guys.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Pretty good. You gotta embrace the Florida culture. You gotta have some gators.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying... Anyway, but...
Anyways, but yes, it's... What I mean, something to chew on is...
Yeah.
When we have our... yeah, but not the Haribo kind, because they're awful.
What kind are you getting then? Store brand?
Like the Angelese ones.
I don't know that one.
I'm talking about... Oh.
That's like the red with the cursive...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Those are way better. Yeah. Anyways, so when you have an ending like this for big movies, and it's like that, like it's that, not a cold opening, but a cold closing of just like, oh yeah, we're going to settle down, but also like build up again to and kind of take the momentum of everything that happened in part three and say, yeah, we're wrapping it up, but you know, here's what's coming next. And so you feel like you close the chapter on this book, but also it's just a really good way to end a movie that's attached to way other movies. They do a really good job with this one.
Yeah.
Especially this scene right here for Aquaman. And, you know, where we are right now is still in the filming location of Iceland. I want to say it was called like the West Fjords, maybe. Just looking back at some of the notes I had when we were talking about Iceland way back in the beginning of this movie, it looks like it's the same location, the same village. And I know they filmed on the coast of England and the coast of Iceland. I think this is still the Iceland location. And honestly, I think they might have just picked a different spot on the same coast and just said, okay, now we're somewhere else. But boy, do I love the aesthetic in this minute for this Aquaman character.
Yeah, he's very Victorian. Is that the right word? Like, he looks like he could either be vampire or werewolf. And it's like, oh, I was gonna say, like, one of the first things I was gonna say, like, damn, Aquaman looks so fucking cool in this minute.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. That's definitely an outfit I'd be like, I need to get
and like, he looks,
it's a really cool
piece. Like, he hasn't slept in a month, and it's like, damn, that.
And he's got like a cable knot sweater underneath. Yeah,
it just looks cool, like, as
that's awesome
hell right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this is what he should have went with. He should have leaned more into nautical and not motorcycles.
Well, I like it. I think it's still like Jason Momoa's fashion and aesthetic. I still think it is.
Yeah,
and I think it,
yeah, it's Keith Richards.
Yeah, but Keith Richards. I do like it. I agree with the Nautilus motif that you get here, of course, with the fishing village and all the supplies here. Like, it definitely has that feeling, especially with the Icelandic peninsula that we're here, the way that Mara and Volko look. There's a certain aesthetic here that I love it. Like, I love the coloring. I love the kind of, like, it's kind of like a weird, like, it's not green, but it's like a jade.
Yeah.
Seafoam, yeah.
Jade, it's got those aquamarine colors, that marine color palette.
Yeah.
It looks really cool. He's going to go see his father. His father lives in Maine, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amnesty Bay or whatever?
Oh, yeah, whatever they...
Amnesty Rock. I don't know what it's called.
DC equivalent is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, he lives in Maine. Where the hell is he supposed to be right now? If he's taking a truck, he's not in Iceland. You can't drive a truck. He's Aquaman, I get it. But why do you need to even drive the truck if, like, you're next to the water right there? Like, just hop in the water.
He's still very nomadic. It's like a
five-minute jaunt.
It's still... He's still being the person that he was at the beginning of the movie, which was like, I help
these people. I get that. I'm not saying that. So, but the point is, and if he is doing that, he's going to go help either up or down the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Those cliffs are not East Coast.
But it makes sense that if he's coming from Iceland to go back to North America...
What, he's just gonna, he's on one side of Iceland, he's gotta go back to the other side of Iceland and then just hop in the pool, swim over?
I'm confused what you think he's going to do. Sorry. Because
he's going to go see his dad.
He's gonna go see his dad.
In yes. Maine.
In North America, yes. Which is west.
From Iceland.
From Iceland, yes, because Iceland is closer to England, right? And then he's going to go across the Atlantic Ocean, and on the way there, he's going to run into a submarine that has Black Manta and his dad, Black Manta's dad, and he's going to save those people that are in danger, kill Black Manta's dad, and then that's the beginning of the movie, right? And then he gets to the bar where his dad is. Does that make sense?
Like, yeah, it's just like, why does he need to hitch the ride in the truck right now?
Because he's helping that person out. I guess he could just go and swim, yeah, but
he's going to go help and drop the little crab crates, little crab traps.
Yeah.
And then he'll be like, all right, you're welcome, dude. Catch you later. And then jump in the ocean.
And then honestly, maybe you need time to just sit and think instead of just like swimming and gunning it right for your dad. Like, if, I don't know. I think about, I don't know.
I get it.
I was going to say Superman. That... You remember Man of Steel when Superman shows up at Kent Farms again and he takes a Lex Luthor farm truck?
Yeah.
And I get that, like, yeah, he doesn't want anyone to see him be Superman, but I'm also thinking maybe you need time. Maybe you just want to sit on a train and think about this before, you know. It's not like he can just, if he wanted to, he could fly unnoticed and show up.
Well, he did because Lois showed up at the doorstep and then she went to the graveyard and then Superman showed up there.
Yeah, and then he obviously flew.
And then he was, you know, like, what if I don't want my story told? And then there's another flashback or something. And then the next present time is him getting off the truck in Kansas and he's talking to his mom. I think we talked about this and it's like, well, like your reporter, there was a reporter here. And he said, well, she's a friend. It's like, well, like, yeah, you were just like in the graveyard in Kansas. Mm-hmm. Why did you need to get on the fucking semi? And why is the semi driving through this rural road? Maybe it shouldn't be.
No, anyway. Sometimes they do. I mean, yeah. No, that part is probably the most normal part, is the truck driving through it. But I would say that it's very similar, like what Clark Kent chose to do by taking the truck or the train, you know, whatever. And then Jason Momoa, Aquaman, Arthur Curry, doing the same thing here. It's like, no, I think I'll get in this car. I think I'll just...
Yeah, I guess I was thinking that him getting in the car, he was already on, like, the East Coast, and he was either going to go... Like, he was, like, either just more north, and he was just going to go up the coast, down a little bit, like, just a short truck, back of the truck ride down to Maine, or he was, like, down... Well, that wouldn't make sense if he was down further south, and then having to drive all the way up. No, it just didn't make... Anyway, I believe it more that like they're just in like Iceland or whatever right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got to go do whatever and then he'll get back there. Like, I guess this is them just being like, okay, let's go back to Atlantis right now because it's kind of closer to here at the surface. And he's just like, no, don't worry about that. Like, I got to go do my own shit. So like, I'll see you later.
And they're like, that was going to be my question about Mera and Volko, who always look phenomenal in this movie. I love their costuming. And, you know, just everything about them looks so cool in this movie. And I love the kind of static characters that they play, like these kind of figures in Aquaman's life. But I was wondering as well, like, they showed up here because it's not like Aquaman came with them. Like, they traveled together. And then he's like, all right, I'm getting on this truck now. Because he's in like these human clothing. So it's not like he swam with them to this shore and then he was like, all right, getting on this car now.
Yeah.
It's like he was here already.
He was already working.
Okay. And like sirens, they showed up and were like, oh, hey, do you want to come to Atlantis, right? And he's like, nah, I got to do more human stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. I think we agree on that.
Yeah. Volko looks so fucking cool in this.
It's the shoulders, man. Yeah, the shoulders, the cape.
And the long hair.
The long hair.
What a downgrade to... I'm just saying. The tied it up in the bun and...
Yeah.
The not cool, spiky, or angular armor... You know, like
he didn't have any armor in the Aquaman
wetsuit.
He just had like a wetsuit or something. And you know, I kind of get the Mera one with like her, it's being more green, but this one just has
more red,
obviously with the going for that full Ariel mermaid look, but the kind of burnt orange color here with like the crown or like the diadem, like the tiara. Like, that's so cool. I love it. I love the shape of that.
They both do look excellent.
Yeah, it's fantastic looking. Everyone looks great in this minute as far as costuming goes. It's just an outstanding job. So I think they don't have any speaking lines, but there's so much being said non-verbally. And I think it is that kind of thing of, oh, yeah, will you take up your father's trident or your mother's trident and... you know, reclaim Atlantis. And he's like, no, I'm going to go help my father again. And they're like, damn. Thought he was going to say yes.
Almost got him.
Almost got him.
Just wait a little bit. Wait a couple weeks.
You got a taste for heroism. And you're like, so King Atlantis or King Arthur? And he's like, nah. Gotta go see my dad. Yet. Not yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, he looks great in this minute. Night, just a really good trimmed beard. Like, I don't know. Like, it's like perfectly, like, freshly trimmed. It looks really good.
I think that's what's also playing to, like the vampire look or whatever. Like, he still, and the eyes, obviously.
And the highlights in the hair.
Yeah, like, he could, like, be, like, you could tell me.
Like an hombre.
Like, you could tell me this guy was in Underworld, and I'd be like, yep. I believe it. 100%.
Totally. Yeah. Could be. Yeah. It's totally. Totally. I see it as well. What a good franchise. I love that franchise. yeah. Besides that, it's just a really pretty ocean or coastline that we get here. That's another thing I wanted to talk about was just, again, the aesthetic of kind of looking like a painting, kind of looking like it still retains that kind of Nautilin mythology.
Yeah.
Of like these Atlanteans and like the coast and having this kind of fishing village. And like, this is all they would see. Like, there's an aesthetic here that I really, really am in love with. And it looks like a painting.
Yeah. It really does look awesome.
And then Aquaman's going to get into this 1951. What kind of vehicle is it again? It's a Chevy, 1951 Chevy, and people on the internet are saying it's an advanced design 3100. I don't know what that means, but a 1951 Chevy, it's very popular at the time.
Yeah, still running.
Mm-hmm. Which again fits the aesthetic of this whole, just this rusted old 1950s truck. And it's a really beautiful minute.
I dig it. I dig it a lot. And then it's going to keep on doing little montages for more members of the league as we go on this week, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, we got a lot more in store.
All right, we're going to wrap up for today. If you've enjoyed today's show, please consider leaving a 5-star review. It really does help the show and helps new listeners discover our show as well. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can chat with us on Twitter at DCEUMinute. And if you'd like to hear more bonus content, we also have a Patreon for just $3 with tons of other podcasts to listen to. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next one here on DC Cinematic Minute.